You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Jesse, it's your turn.
Yeah!
Whoa! Alan's not with us today, so Jesse Kessel is in the co-seat.
That was so much fun.
Wasn't that great? Actually, I like the tone a lot better.
We're gonna record
that. Joining us today, we got a really, we got a long show today. This is going to be a 3-hour show that we're going to do in 1 hour. Ryan Rogers is joining us from Car Costs Canada. Those are the folks that'll get you a deal where you don't have to haggle on the car. It's all pre-haggled. They get you a dealer that'll put it together for you, and it's painless and it's free too in some cases, isn't it too?
Well, in some cases, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Of course, we have Jesse Kessel. She's with Machete. Machete is a company that actually helps dealers, be more efficient, I guess.
That's advertise, yeah. Advertise, generate more leads, get onto social media, video, all that good stuff.
It's changed the business from what it used to be, just flogging cars. Now you're going to be part of the community and promote Facebook and social media.
It's mainly taking what you're doing offline and just promoting it online, right?
Interesting.
So, if you're a good dealer and you're already part of the community and doing all those things, you want to make sure everybody knows that you're doing them.
So. All from a woman's perspective, too.
Oh, I heard that before.
Yeah. Get the guys out and get the women in, too.
Andy Kapadoukakis.
I don't believe. Get that again. Say that again.
I can't. Anyways, we changed his name to Andy K. He's from LeaseBusters, and we're going to be talking about electric vehicles. The government gives a lot of money for ZEVs, which are zero-emission vehicles. And it's changed the market. Lack of cars, a lot of changes. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going, and as you know, as our company policy is not to spend any money, no expenses bared. We're going to California to the Concours d'Elegance at Pebble Beach.
Oui. It's very nice place.
Yes.
Beautiful cars.
The white pants, the blue blazer. The
sometimes no pants. It's California.
We got hairy legs. Anyways, Rob McLeese, who is from Cobble Beach. Rob actually owns the Cobble Beach event, and he's going to be coming down reporting for us, and then we're going to talk about his event. Plus, we have a contest giving away a trip for two to Las Vegas. All you got to do is go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage or go to our website. It'll click you right through. Enter, and you're done. Anything else to say, Mr.
Yeah, have you got Bailey's in your coffee this morning yet? Because it's a little drizzling out there.
A lot of
are you guys giving those out? I didn't get one.
Yeah, well, you got here late. But next time we'll do that. And don't forget, you can always if you have an Apple phone, go to iTunes.
Yes.
And you can download El Freebie, the Dave's Corner Garage podcast. You can listen to anytime you want if you're sitting on the dock of the bay. Good name for a song up in Lake Simcoe or up in McKellar in Parry Sound.
Okay, and also if you want to go to our website, there's a button to click and that'll take you right to it. That's it.
You like buttons, don't you?
We are done.
We are going to take your calls right after this break. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage live on Facebook and live on the radio. So do not go away with Jesse Kessel and Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada and no Titleist golf balls involved whatsoever. Stick around. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and don't forget, some people are shy, but we welcome your calls throughout the entire hour. If you are shy, you can write to us on facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. We'll pick up the questions and ask them to both Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada and also Jesse Kessel from Machete Marketing, who's sitting in for Al Gelman, who's away.
And I'm going to hand the mic over to Jesse because she's going to ask Ryan the questions about Car Cost Canada.
I got some good questions, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners, those that aren't familiar, want to know what is Car Cost Canada exactly?
Yeah, so what we are is an online new car pricing service, right? And our goal is really to eliminate the hassle and challenge of buying a new car. I don't know what your experience is, but I know in talking to a lot of people, buying a new car can be difficult. It can be challenging.
No.
Driving driving around to maybe 5-6 dealers, not really knowing what a great price is. You know, it's something that should be fun, ultimately. And, you know, we want to bring back some transparency in the buying experience and also help people get a great price while they do it.
So. How many cars do people actually buy in a lifetime?
Well, I mean, quite a few. I think the average buying cycle is every, you know, four or five years. So, I mean, it's something that you want to get good at, but ultimately, you know, it's a very expensive purchase.
You know, what's interesting, actually, I think it was 2-3 years ago, the stat was that consumers were visiting 2.1 dealerships or something like that. And now it's actually increased to over 3 dealerships. So they're going to more dealerships, but yet there's so much more information on the internet now. So it might just be that, you know, people are getting too much information and still having to go in and test drive figure it out. So,
and too much information isn't always better. I mean, it's really the right information you need, right?
It's so true, because you get overwhelmed.
Absolutely. So yeah, what we're really providing is, you know, invoice price. So they know what's the starting point on the vehicle they're looking at. You know, incentives. They want to know what incentives are on the vehicle that I'm looking to purchase. And you know, if we can provide one a recommendation to a quality dealer, that's going to provide a great deal and you know, very transparent.
You know, I have a bitch about this because I've bought several new cars as I got older. They never have the car that I want. It's always, you know, like, I'd like to buy this car with this option. Well, I don't have that one, but I got this one. Right,
right.
They never have what I want. Yeah. So can you still order a car?
Well, you must be unique then, Dave. I guess have to order it for you.
I like to know certain options that work for me.
Yeah.
He is unique. Just ask him.
Well, let me give you an example. I wanted 18-inch tires because there's so many potholes in Toronto.
Right.
When you go for a 20-inch tire, you knock out the tire right away in the rim.
Right.
So I want an 18-inch tire. I'm sorry, that's just, you have to buy this package to get an 18-inch tire.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the...
Which includes a roof.
A lot of the brands have the different packages as opposed to options that you can select, right? So, you know, if you get this trim, you get a certain set of options. But yeah, ultimately, you know, with our service, yeah, you can order a vehicle. You know, we'll help you, you know, figure out what the best price is and where to buy it. And the dealer will help you kind of place an order if what you have... You know, what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, the good thing is you have all the connections with the different dealers that are in different locations, so I'm sure you can, you know, be able to look
absolutely,
up a car and where, you know, send people to the right
absolutely.
Right place.
And furthermore, if anyone has any questions, you know, we have members calling in all the time about these things. We encourage them to call in, ask us, and we'll be able to assist in helping them find the right vehicle.
Cool. So how does it work? Like, what are the steps if somebody wants to find out this information?
Absolutely. So, you know, the easiest way to get started is to go to carcostcanada.com, and it starts by building your vehicle that you're interested in buying. So you're actually going to be able to pick, you know, I want a Honda, you know, Civic, and then pick the trim level that you're looking for. So you're going to really start by building the vehicle that you want. At that point, once you're finished the build process, you'll sign up to become a member, and then you'll get your report. So it's actually very simple.
It actually process. Is. Like, I was on the website last night and just walking through the steps.
Right.
And it took me, I don't know, a minute or two.
Maybe a couple of minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it was very easy. So,
and that's it. I mean, we want to make it a very simple process for everybody to get the information. So.
And it's free.
Yeah. So the first...
F-R-E-E.
So the first two reports you're going to run are free, but we recognize, you know, for everybody, that's not necessarily enough. So once you've used the two reports, you actually have an option to upgrade, you know, become an expert member and get 5 additional reports. And what that's really great for is allowing you to compare and contrast all the incentives available on various models. So, you know, if you're looking at a Civic, you might also be looking at a Mazda 3, and you also might be looking at a, you know, a VW Golf or something like that. So, really, we want to let people have all the options to compare.
So is there any cars that you don't carry?
A few. So we carry, you know, luxury. We carry, you know, everything up to Mercedes, Audi, that kind of thing. We don't carry some of the exotics such as Porsche and other brands like that. But for the most part, we have most cars sold in Canada.
Okay, so with the report, what information are you getting on there? You're getting the invoice pricing and you're getting the current incentives that are coming from the manufacturer, correct?
That's right. You're getting invoice pricing. All of the available incentives coming from the manufacturer, information on lease and finance rates, and we're also going to give you some guidance on markup, on what is the best markup based on your vehicle. So,
okay.
And a little bit more.
So if you've got any questions about going out online and saving yourself a lot of money considering the rain today, go to carcostcanada.com. Ryan's in here for the entire hour along with Jesse, and we've got some questions that are coming through on Facebook as well. We'll ask Ryan. And if you got questions, write in to facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll get to them. All right, we're back with more and your calls right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. I want to thank everybody who's been writing in and everybody who's been calling in. So we've got a bunch of calls to get to. We will have some patience, and we'll get to those very soon. Back to Dave Redinger with Ryan and Jesse.
I have to do a shout out. My daughter-in-law had a birthday. And a fellow by the name of Cakes by Roberts. My brother's name is Robert, too, by the way. I've done this the same.
He's got a bakery?
Cakes by Roberts, a bakery. Anyway, I swear that cake was pure icing. I loved it. You know, and I'm not a foodie, but I was right into that stuff. So Cakes by Roberts, and they're located on Doncaster and on Queen Street if you live downtown Toronto. So.
And you didn't bring any in?
You know what? I had it in the trunk of the car, and
it didn't make it here.
Ryan, Jesse, we're all leaving. Goodbye. Do the show yourself.
I love it. Anyways, there's a new look from the government where they're talking about 96-month terms for financing a car. In other words, people can't afford a regular car, so they become subprimes, basically, at 96 months. And the government's starting to look at this and saying, whoa, that's 8 years of car ownership. And secondly, are the dealers advising them correctly that they shouldn't be going into eight-year-old leases or purchases, right? What do you think about that?
Well, back when I used to sell cars, I mean, I remember, you know, doing this. I'm not going to name the dealership. But, you know, basically it starts when the customer comes in and they're set on, you know, a certain payment.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, now we're going to have to try and make it fit. You know, it's like they want this vehicle at this payment. How do we make it fit? So you end up increasing the term to make it longer so that they can have the types, you know, the payment that they want, essentially, right? And so that's what ends up happening. But then, you know, 5 years into it, let's say they want to get rid of the car, they're in negative equity, and
right,
it becomes a problem. It's not worth it. Yeah. But they're not thinking about that because they're thinking about, okay, this is the payment that I want.
Fascinating. You have all kinds of specials that you offer.
Yeah, I think when we have members, you know, we have members call in and ask questions about kind of what's the right way to lease finance. I think we try to get them to understand or advise them on the overall price of the vehicle as opposed to just looking at the monthly payment, as you mentioned, to make them understand if it's something they can afford, right? And so we'll kind of advise them with respect to that so they understand the actual price and make sure they get all the incentives they qualify for in order to bring the price down. However, yeah, that's something that, you know, if anybody's thinking about getting into one of these, they should give us our support line a call, and we'll discuss it with them and see if it makes sense. But as you mentioned, typically it doesn't.
No, I noticed, you know, like I come from a new car background, and as soon as they walk into the showroom, it's like they get starry-eyed. It's like, wow, you know, I love this. And then, of course, the car in the showroom was $100,000.
Sure, they came in for the minivan, and then something happened along the way.
Yeah, and it's like I'm spending $100,000. Would you want this? Well, it's just another $7 a month, right?
Or as we used to say, it's just a dollar a day. It's just like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so he's not drinking coffee. But in reality, I mean, there's a limit to where and walk-away insurance, you know, Beretta always says the same thing. You get yourself into these jams and you can't get out. You're in trouble.
Yeah, but it comes, you know, you got to, as a consumer, educate yourself and know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Because the dealer is there to give you the options and to ultimately try and give you what you want.
Ombic is saying that the dealers have a moral responsibility to advise them that they may not be able to get out of this car. You may, this is your last car because you're so far in the ditch.
Yeah, I don't think they're, you know, I'm being general here, but I remember not really, you know, thoroughly explaining to them, like, this is what may happen down the line. It was more about, you know, just trying to get them into the vehicle they wanted at the price that they
wanted. And then they go to the F&I office to arrange financing.
Yeah.
And then they start to sweat.
Yeah, because he gets a whole new shot at you.
Well, yeah, but it's just right. human nature. You're like, you start holding your breath because you really want to get that car.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, you know what? Another $20 a month. Yeah, I could do true. That. But another 30.
Now it's though, like sometimes you do need that reality check that you can't, you know, necessarily always get what you want, you know, because Absolutely. It might not be the best decision for you later on.
You get involved
on, so.
There, Ryan?
With what? Sorry.
You know, they're looking at a Corvette,
yep.
and it's not really what they want.
So ultimately, look, I mean, our job is to advise, you know, to provide pricing and when they call in to advise, right? So whenever somebody, you know, tells me, hey, you know, I'm looking at a variety of different options, I'll always try to ask them a lot of questions and figure out what's the best fit for them, right? I think what we try and do is prevent people from getting overloaded with information, as you mentioned, when they get into the dealer, so that it's not all hitting them for the first time, yeah. and it makes it difficult to make a smart decision. So when we give them all the information up front, it allows them to go in and think a little more clearly when, you know, everything's getting thrown at them in the F&I office and that kind of thing.
What's right? your website, Ryan, while we're talking?
Yeah, so it's carcostcanada.com.
Yeah.
And you can go online there and get your free report.
It's good to go online right now and you can see exactly Absolutely. All the choices that you have, which is really kind of cool. It's like you can sit in your house and shop.
That's right, on your phone as well, mobile.
So. We have a bunch of calls to get to, including Chris from Tirana. Also, John from Woodbridge, leave it there. And Michelle is calling in about her Chevy. We'll get to all your calls.
Chevy.
And the Chase, too.
My car's a Chevy.
Right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us.
I have to change the timing change.
Bring me the cake next time. I'm hungry now. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, we welcome you to go to our website as well, davescornergarage.com. And you can enter that way or just go on Facebook and you can get a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. Phones are open. Dave's open.
Alrighty.
Take a cake out of your mouth.
Let's talk to Michelle. I spelled that correctly. She has a 07 Chevy. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay.
My wife likes it, too, because I'm out of the house. Okay.
Okay. So I have, like you said, an 07 of a Chevy Aveo, and it's running beautifully. I took it in for an oil change the other day. And the guy said to me, I have a small rear engine seal leak.
Okay.
How serious an issue is that?
Is it standard or automatic?
Automatic.
It's not that serious.
Okay.
But but if it's standard, it would be very serious.
Okay.
All right.
So how do I foster that?
Okay. First off, you can try. How many miles are on this thing?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know.
Lotsa?
Relatively low mileage.
Loza. All right. Because there is an oil that's produced by Valvoline for high mileage engines.
Okay.
And what it does is it also softens the seals.
Okay.
So I would try that first, see if that releases the problem. If not, then you'll have to dismantle the car, pull the motor, and swap out the seal.
Okay.
All right. So just keep an eye on it. How much oil are you adding?
I don't know. I just got an oil change the other day from one of those places that just do oil and lube.
Yes.
And he told me I should be fine for now, long as I keep coming every 3 months for an oil change.
Oh, that's not that serious, no.
Okay.
So the next oil change, like I remember, is high mileage oil.
High mileage oil.
Yeah, and it's got chemicals inside of it to soften seals.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and by the way, it's Aveo.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now he's now you're a linguistic. Yeah. Wait till Elaine calls up.
All right. That's an inside joke. Okay, love you, love. Take care.
All righty.
We're going to go quickly, and we're going to be talking with Chris. Chris has a 13 Hyundai.
Hyundai.
It's like Sunday. We'll start. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Did you know that Hyundai was the last car company actually named after a guy?
No, I didn't.
Right? There was Ford. There was Honda. There's Hyundai was actually named after Mr. Hyundai, who built cranes.
Is it Hyundai or Hyundai?
It's like Hyundai. You're right. It's Hyundai.
Uh-huh.
Jesse gets 20 points.
I win a cake.
Go ahead. Yes. From Cakes by Robert. go ahead, my friend.
Okay. When I push the push button start some yes. mornings, all I hear is a click.
Oh.
The battery sound. And then if I put it off and then jiggle the gear shifter or else put it back into drive, then back into park, it'll start.
You know, it actually sounds like probably the switch inside the selector is not adjusted correctly.
Yeah, because I looked on the internet and other people say they have the problem. One fellow brought it to a dealership. They said it's fixed. you brought it home, it still doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, with Honda, we used to have an issue where the selector would wear a bit and it wouldn't close the circuit for the starter to go. In other words, it has to be in park or neutral. So why don't you, when that happens, why don't you try putting it in neutral and see what happens? If it does start right away, there's your issue.
What did you say the part was again?
What's it called? The selector. All right, it's connected to the gear shift. Yes, it's connected to the gear shift. Sometimes it's down by the transmission. Sometimes it's in the shift console. But it tells the computer that you're in a safe mode. You're either neutral or you're in park.
Yeah.
You can't start in gear.
So it's a shifter switch then.
More than likely. So like I say, when it does happen, put it back into neutral. See if it starts right away. If it does, Bob's your uncle.
Okay, thanks very much.
In my case, Bob's my brother.
Goodbye.
We have a
little
question.
Humor there.
So corny.
Very little.
We have corny, you think? We just wait a while to hear for a year. Ryan, we got a question that somebody written in from on Facebook, and they're asking about car costs. When is the best time of the month to look to buy cars with incentives?
Right. So, I mean, you can start looking at the beginning of the month. Right, because the incentives go by the month, so they change monthly. However, you know, if you want to maximize your deal, you know, I would recommend purchasing at the end of the month. Right, in terms of time of year, this
why?
Is
because he needs to make the money.
Yeah, I mean, the dealer may need to hit their numbers. They're more likely to sell the vehicle, you know, closer to cost at that time. So, that would be my recommendation. However, you could start looking just so you can gather all the info earlier on. That way, you're not rushed. Right?
How about a January the 28th on a snowstorm? There isn't a customer within 40
That's
miles.
Right.
Yeah,
and
can
you
I get
stumble
a deal
into
on
the
deal on a sunroof? Can you make a deal on a sunroof?
Well, I mean, that also might be a great time, right? Because they're desperate.
Yeah, they got to make their numbers.
They're desperate.
Right?
That's right.
So I want to thank little Dan Hope up in Parry Sound who wrote in for that. And that's on facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage. If you got a question, you can write in. Not everybody's as open and freewheeling as Dave without a cake in his face, Redinger.
We have an 05 Buick and we have John on the phone. John is asking about an air conditioning issue. Go ahead. John?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I have a 2005 Buick Allure that I bought new. And it's only got 80,000 clicks on it right now. And the other day, the air conditioning started to blow hot air.
Okay.
You're used to
and
that,
I had
Dave.
The air conditioning topped up. It lasted one day, and it started to blow hot air again.
All righty. Now, so let me just explain this. They should not have topped up the air conditioning without testing the vehicle. The reality is they have to do a leak down test to find out if there are any leaks in the air conditioning. And if there are, they have to repair them before they could recharge the system. So they didn't do you any justice. You have to go back. You're going to have to get the leak found and then replaced if it's a condenser or if it's a bad seal or if it's a compressor, whatever is wrong with it. And then you can refill it. Otherwise, it's a waste of money. And it's not good for the environment.
All right, John, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
And we're going to have a call in next time out from Andy Kapadoukakis from Leasebusters.
I couldn't pronounce that
if
I tried.
You're going to get that cake. We're going to get you a piece of cake, and then you'll be fine with that. And we got calls throughout the hour, plus a really cool call coming in from L.A. about Concours d'Elegance, which is taking place in the middle of September in Owen Sound, and it's a killer classic car show. So don't go away. Dave's Corner Garage, live on Facebook and live on your radio. Stay with us. Okay, Dave's completely finished the cake, so we'll leave that one there. We have from Leasebusters, Andy Kapadoukakis is on the air. And how are you, Andy? How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Very good. Just trying to calm Dave down here, but that's impossible.
Andy, we were talking in the green room about electric vehicles. The government has an incentive out there for ZEV vehicles, which are zero-emission cars. And your buddy Ryan here came up with a list of what they are, some of them, and what the deals are, if there are any available.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a list. I mean, we do provide pricing on these vehicles. So, you know, we were talking earlier about kind of the price points of these, and there's not many below 50,000. So you've got the Bolt starting around 50,000. The e-Golf is actually right about 38,000 starting. So that's fairly affordable.
Yeah.
And we have pricing on, you know, the Audi Tron, the E-Pace, which is, you know, quite expensive. But we have it all. So
Andy, have you got any on your site?
We have very, very few, if any at all, on our site that they do not last the zero emission vehicles, which are also in the industry called the electric vehicles, of course. And we just can't keep them on the site. As a matter of fact, the dealers, our affiliated dealers at LeaseBusters, can't even keep them on their lot when they get there as a used vehicle coming in from leases or from used trade-ins.
So they're just people just snap them up?
Absolutely. People are getting into the electric vehicle market more and more every single day.
Are these identified basically as urban people? Like, you know, I don't want to be driving to Ottawa in an electric car because I would be nervous.
Well, I don't know about that because I have to tell you, the chief technology officer, I believe, of Carcass Canada, and Ryan can allude to this too later, just drove to Grand Bend with his Tesla 3. So I have to say that that's a bit of a myth. There's more and more charging stations coming up everywhere. And, I mean, I have a 2017 Focus Electric myself, and I'm getting about 260 kilometers on a full charge, depending, you know, if I use all the amenities in a car, of course.
So you drive from one bar to the next, fill up, go to the next bar.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And what's wrong with that?
Food station to the next, more like it.
So the reality is the government in Ontario doesn't give you an incentive to buy a new one. So where are they buying these cars new?
Well, it's interesting you say about the incentives. They have reduced them since I bought my electric vehicle. And what I've noticed now in talking to some of our affiliated dealers at LeaseBusters in the province of Quebec, Quebec is still full on for their benefits to get more money from the government to buy electric vehicles. As a matter of fact, the dealer body in Quebec has been mandated that they actually have to sell so many electric vehicles to get their bonus money from the OEM.
So in reality, if I go to Quebec and I buy an EV, I can bring it back to Ontario, relicense it, and away you go.
You could actually, and you can notice probably a big benefit, but I mean, you know, the whole point, and I'm not quite sure of the number anymore. I've heard a $5,000 rebate. I've heard an $8,000 rebate from the government, both provincial and federal, I would imagine, that I've seen for vehicles. And I mean, that's still a very strong incentive. I mean, the e-Golf was on par with my Focus at the time at around $35,000, and now the e-Golf is at $38,000. Mm-hmm.
So they're in other words pushing the envelope because they know the incentives.
Yeah, and you have to understand the used market for these vehicles is tremendous because when they come back, I mean, your alternative is getting a $40,000 EV vehicle compared to a $25,000 vehicle.
So it's only about a $10,000 difference.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a bit of money. Anyways, interesting stuff. Go ahead. You were going to say something there, Steve?
No, just I have to say goodbye to Andy. I don't want to throw you in the ditch.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that was short. I don't know if it was. I'll leave it there.
So it's leasebusters.com, and it's Andy Kapadukup.
Andy Kapadukakis.
Oh, I started well.
Dave.
Andy K.
Thanks, Dave. Gentlemen, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
He's such a nice guy.
Andy Kapadukakis.
This has been the fastest 6 minutes of my life.
So. Have a good weekend.
No, it
buddy.
Hasn't.
Have a good weekend. Coming up next, we have a great call coming up from California about the Concours d'Elegance, which is taking place up in Owen Sound in the middle of September, from Rob McLeese. That and your calls and more. We're going to be right back after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Now, we know why it's raining today, because it's officially the first weekend of the CNE.
Yes, it is.
But
yeah.
It will get better. It's supposed to be a really hot week coming up.
I used to love going to the CNE. Used to walk so much, the back of my feet got sore.
And you probably ate cake there, too. Let's go to the West Coast.
Okay, you know, it's our policy not to spend any money for our reporters. And Rob McLeish is no exception. But we've got him down at Pebble Beach at the Concours d'Elegance. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. What time is it there?
Right here, it's 7:45 in the morning.
Having breakfast?
No.
Not yet.
Getting ready for the day.
So, you know what? This, the classic car industry, people bring these cars to something like Pebble Beach to get it sort of bona fide, get it identified as a classic?
They do, but there are so many cars, classic cars in California. It's unbelievable. if you are susceptible to classic cars as we are, your neck is snapping again and again and again every few seconds.
And they're just gorgeous. So you are down there really to recruit people for your event?
Yes, that's the primary purpose.
So what happens? You walk up to the car and go, you know, that's a really nice car. It would look good in Canada.
So, Dave, that's exactly what I do.
You need some good pickup lines.
That's exactly what it is, but it's for cars.
So your event is, it's called the Pebble, no, you're Cobble Beach.
Our stones are bigger. We're Cobble Beach.
It's because we're Canadian. No, the other side of that story. Cobble Beach, you started this about 5 years ago, I think, now?
Seven.
Wow.
Years ago, Dave.
I remember when we first talked. Yeah. So. And it's really grown to be a really serious event.
It's really serious. Last year, we had just under 10,000 people there on the Saturday and Sunday. The big day is Sunday. Saturday's free. We have classic car ride and drives. So this year, we have a 53 Packard Caribbean. How many people even know what that is?
I do.
There were about 256 of them built.
Unbelievable.
Very special car.
September the 15th weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Saturday you're doing, I guess, courses. It's like you would do...
Saturday we have ride and drive. We have that anybody can do it. It's just first come, first serve. No charge. We have participant tour, which are the cars that are going to be in the Concours the next day. Go and tour, do a 100-kilometer tour about the area. Then we have free seminars in the afternoon. And on our driving range, starting at 10 in the morning, again, no charge, we have cars and coffee. We'll have about 175 cars there. Porsche is our primary sponsor, our presenting sponsor. So you're probably going to see a fair number of Porsches there over the weekend.
So what kind of cars, besides the Porsches, will people be seeing up in Owen Sound?
Well, how about a 1938 Mercedes-Benz 540K, fresh out of restoration.
Whoa.
Unbelievable car, almost never seen in Canada. A 1917 locomobile, which was the first car to have the phaeton type of top.
Wow, that's when Dave was born. Dave was born then.
Mm. And then we have
that's where the local comes.
Yeah, exactly. We have a 1903 Cadillac.
Wow.
First year of the production Cadillac. We have a 1953 Corvette. First year of the Corvette. We have a class of Corvair concept cars. And the reason I did that is they were the first to have a mid-engine sports car.
Mm.
Very similar to the C8, but it was done almost 60 years ago.
Now, we were talking in the green room about, you know, accommodations, and you're saying within an hour there were 4,500 rooms available.
Right.
Yeah, so accommodation is not an issue.
It is not an issue. If you try to be exactly on site or within 10 minutes, yeah, you're going to be pressed. But if you do a broader search, you will be able to find a place. The other thing is it's only 2 hours and 10 minutes from Pearson Airport. On a Sunday morning, you leave Toronto at 7:30. You're going to be at site by 10.
It's a great drive, too, because you're going up by the lake and there's wind turbines and some of the sailboats out there are really nice.
And the buildings, he's got gorgeous buildings on site.
Nice golf course, too. Ryan, did you hear that? Nice golf course.
That's right.
Rob, I remember the first time we went up there was, I think, 10 years ago you've been going, right?
Yeah, this is our seventh.
But the actual resort itself?
Oh, the resort's been going for, this will be a 13th summer for golf, you're right.
Because we went up there for a conference and we played 18 holes, a gorgeous track, so it must have matured quite a bit in the last 10 years.
It has. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, listen, have a great time down in Pebble Beach. Maybe you can get on there for $1,000. And we'll have you back on before the show takes place in the middle of September.
Yep.
Great.
Cobble Beach. And what's the website?
CobbleBeachConcours.com. If you say Cobble Beach, you'll find it. CobbleBeachConcours.com.
Thank you. And your check will not be in the mail.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
We're with Ryan Rogers and Jesse Kessel for the balance of the hour. Jesse's got some more questions for Ryan and one for Dave as well regarding...
tire pressure.
Yeah.
And I did want to mention that we're on iTunes. So if you miss a show, just go to iTunes.com, punch up Dave's Corner Garage, and you'll find us.
See you in a bit. Or talk to you in a bit. Or both. Last minute of play in this period. Okay, this is the final segment for Dave's Corner Garage, and we got a few more questions from Jesse about stuff. Jesse, over to you.
Yeah, so Ryan and I were talking about incentives. So maybe you can define that more. What exactly are incentives and where do they come from?
Yeah, so great question. So yeah, incentives are one of the, you know, most important things you're going to see on our report. And essentially what they are is a rebate delivered from the manufacturer directly to the consumer. So and these are delivered based upon, you know, how you qualify. So for cash buyers, that's actually a very common way that people receive rebates on their new car purchases. There's also incentives or rebates for, you know, mobility, if you're a Costco member, and there's really a lot of different ways you can get this cash back in your pocket that you really didn't know that you had. And many dealers, you know, sometimes will not advertise these incentives. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. And on the report, you're going to see all the advertised and unadvertised incentives. So.
Yeah. So speaking of incentives, what are the good deals going on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. So this month, on the 2019 Acura TLX, there's up to $8,000 in available savings.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice. That's right. On the Dodge Caravan, of course, 2019, there's up to $10,750 in available savings.
Were they actually getting that $10,000 before? Or were they just discounting it?
I mean, no. So that's coming from the manufacturer, right? So it's a
man, they want to move
it. Yeah, they want to move it. On the 2019 Chevrolet Trax, there's up to $5,000. Not as exciting as the Caravan, but still something. And for luxury buyers on the 2019 6 Series BMW, there's up to $20,000 in available.
Oh, I saw one of those yesterday. So. sweet.
Sometimes they give you a break on the interest too. Like they'll charge you 0.9 instead of.
So there's often that's a good point. For loyalty buyers, there's sometimes a cash incentive or a rate reduction.
Yes.
And those kinds of things are going to reflect on the report.
Which was fascinating to me because I didn't realize that less than 1% of people pay actual cash. Cash, everything else is financed or leased.
Absolutely,
or
yeah.
You had a question about tires.
I did, yeah. So this actually happened to me this morning. I got in my car, I was on my way here, and I got that little light that said my tire pressure was low. So I went to the gas station, and I filled it up, and the recommended was 36 PSI. That was last night, actually, not this morning. So last night it was at 37 PSI. And this morning on my way here, it went down to 33. So my question was, what should that difference be? Because I know depending on weather, your tire is going to, you know, expand or contract. So
3 pounds.
It's 3 pounds.
It's 3 pounds differential between all the four tires. If it's more than 3 pounds, say it's 6 pounds, the light will wink on.
Right. So my light's not on yet, but should I be concerned because it's more than the 3?
Because I've got a car that's now 2 years old, but I've never, ever added air to it. Nitrogen doesn't actually disappear as quickly as air because the molecules are bigger. So if you're losing air, then there might be a nail in there or something. Or a cut tire, right? And then you're going to have somebody look at that.
All right. Well, good thing my husband's a sales manager at a car dealership.
Frank!
You're covered.
Tire's low.
Well, how much is
on your car?
I think I'm going to need a new car now.
It's always my car when there's something wrong with it.
You know what? And just to make sure that I'm getting a good deal, I'm going to go to CarCost Canada.
Absolutely. Go to CarCostCanada.com.
Honest to God, I bought my car through these guys. Because what happened was they couldn't have the information, but they later emailed me a couple of days later, and they went and dug it out and got it for me.
We want to make sure it's accurate, 100% accurate.
Yeah, and I did get a great deal. I understood. I'm still in the ditch as far as lease is concerned, but I'm not planning to get rid of it ever, so it's no big
deal. Poor baby.
Anyways, if you're hanging on the phones, please stay on the line. We will be answering your questions off air, so we don't leave anybody hanging. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
I was going to say Roy. Jesse, thank you so much.
Thank you, yeah.
And Donut, thank you. Actually, it's Duncan. We call him a donut around here because I can't spell Duncan.
What can you spell?
What can you pronounce? You're really you're in a pastry today. You'll be running laps to your brother's cottage this weekend.
There you go. Anyways, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. We'll see you here next week. And as usual, be safe.
Next week's guest, Darren Boss is from Salem Tire.
Oh, great. We might give some tires away.
We may do that.
Yeah.
He's chopping wood right now.
I just ordered tires for my car. So
I'm very happy for you. Go hug everybody.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.